Okay, today's Duff is Duff Tap. And last year we were setting up the steerers within the position of between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, within the shittas of Rabbi Yochanan and the shitta of Resh Lakish. So to remember, if you remember, we were discussing whether yediyat suffix is considered yediyat for the purposes of knowing for this Mikdash. We said Resh Lakish says, well, it's not, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says it is considered yediyat. And then the last thing we saw was if someone had five kazaisim of chaylev, and each of them were a suffix, and he had yediyats like a suffix between each time he had it, so that creates a chiyuv asham taloi. And then he realized only at the end of the aveira. So the question is, does that create a does that is that does that mechalek or not? Is that yediyas mechalek? And we have the positions being switched. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, it doesn't. Rabbi Resh Lakish says, well, it does. So that was a stira. So machlokes shita Resh Lakish, tama nama yediyat safek kovat lachatat. There, in the case, we said yediyat safek for this Hashem Talui is going to mechalek to mean that now he has to, once he has a true yediyat at the very end, he's going to need to bring multiple chataot. Whereas v'kor here, he says, ein yediyat safek kovat lachatat. However, in our situation, yediyat safek is not considered a yediyat. So the Gemara says, no, Tamar Hashemah Kovot. He says, you got it wrong. There, the Yediyat Safek in the case of the Chelev is Mechayev, you a Korban Hashem. And because of that, it has an effect. So therefore, it can Mechalek. Mechalek Ratzot as well. However, here, Bechol Mait Lecha, in the case of Tumah Mikdash Bekodeshav, Yediyat Safek, knowing that Yediyat doesn't Mechayev anything. Hasn't generated the Chiyuv for Korban Hashem. So it hasn't had any effect. So therefore, it's not considered a Yediyat. That's the difference between the two. Okay, and to show you, he says, I'll show you. Taman, he says, Hatam, this is Korban Eda, Bechacham Shizaitim, who ill by the idea that Safik Shokolacha Nitchayev, Kolechad Hashem Talui, creates a Chiyuv Hashem Talui, Bifnatzmo. As we said, Lechen Mechalkam, just Gabi Lechalachataot, Afal Pishonodal Vatakan, even though the Gidiat Vada only happens at the very end. But the case of Shnei Shvilim, this is not just for the, I should correct this, the case of Shnei Shvilim, Maya Idlacha. So the Shnei Shvilim is because the Yediyat Safek, if you remember, just to correct this, to sharpen it further, is not just for Yediyat Safek for Hashem Talui. We talked about the Shnei Shvilim. And we said that the case of Shnei Shvilim, if you only had Yediyat Safek, for each of them, would you be Chayev? And we said that because each Shvil he went on, this is where he went on one as Matara, one on the other. And we said that you have a Korban. He says, no, that's only according to Rabbi Shmuel that doesn't require Yediyah. Okay? But Shtei Shvilim, in the case of Shtei Shvilim, there's no generated Chiyuv Hashem Taloi in that situation. Okay? Because it's not Chal Mitre. That's what it says. But I'll just go back again. Kach mi'ar kol achat. Aval b'chach b'shtei shvilin ma'in l'cha shi'chalku. Ha'en kan Hashem Taloi, the Nosham generated Lachen, the Kol She'en Mevi'in al Shkikato Chatat Kavua, Ein Mevi'in al Lohada Shelehem Hashem Taloi. And that's again because it's Tumat Mikdash Bekadashav, you wouldn't bring an Hashem Taloi in that situation in the Chayiv. So it's effectively the same thing. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara says, when you're talking, and now we've got Gyusa change, Machlafa Shittat Rabbi Yochanan, we'll also go to work with Rabbi Yochanan as well. Taman Amar, and now I'm reading for the Korban Eidas Dira Matzil because that's the Girusa change we hear. It says, Ein Yediyat Safek Kovat Lechatat, Vekor Manhachin, meaning there where we said this Yediyat Safek is not going to Mechalak you to bring multiple Chataot. This is a case we had, he had some, either he wasn't sure if it was Chalev or Shuman, and he had it and he realized the Safek. And it happened multiple times in a row, each time having a Yediyat Safek. And only at the end he realizes that this was work that is the Avera. We said in that situation, it's no machalek. He brings one Chatat for all the Chamisha Kazaisim. So the Gemara now says, so it says lo amar ela bi dia rishona shein bachiyuv korban. So to explain, hachi pirushom sil the korban eda. The hachi pirusha kasha Rabbi Yochanan Rechem. Hatam ba'achal chamishes zaitim amar ein yediyat tzavok chatatot. Like we explained it with the case of zaitim. V'hacha gabei shnei shvilim amar safik yediyah havi yediyah ki yediyah vadeid. It's like a good. It's good. Like any other, which two different shvilim that's considered a good enough yediyah. For having yediyah for Tumah Mikdash Bekadashav. Umashni lo amar Yochanan safik yediyah yediyah. No, in general, it's not. Ella be a dia rishona le korban. Only if you do yeshua for korban olivera, and this might relate to what you were mentioning yesterday, Dov. It says that it's yedia rishona for korban olivera already is different. She'ein b'chiyuv korban ela she'ichmir b'akatov. The Torah seems to be more machmir with it. Okay, Amrin, a philosophic idea that would be sufficient. That's interesting. The Bavli learns that from the different psukim. When it comes to a chatat, normally it's ohodalav chatato, you need a proper idea. However, when it comes to here, it says ne'elam mimeno. So, like, it's only learned from ne'elam mimeno. So, meaning it's not mefurash the level yediyah you have. So, therefore, even a yediyah tzafik is sufficient for the original yediyah for tumat mikdash bekadesha. Slightly different to what I read in the Korbaneta, but that's what the Bavli kind of says. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amrei v'Yochanan, kol safik rishus harabim sveiko tahor. Now this we learned from Sotah. We discussed this in Sotah before. If you've got a safik tumah rishus yachid, it's tameh. Safik tumah rishus harabim is tahor. However, he adds, ve'ein matirin lo la'asot. What's ein matirin lo la'asot? It's halacha ein morinke. We don't want to teach it to people because we don't want to mezalzel with it. Okay, the Gemara says, v'ha taninan, we're talking about kol safik tahor l'trumah tahor l'chatat. Anything that's a safik, so in case of safek truma, we say it's tahor for truma, it's tahor l'chatat as in mechatat. Even mechatat's more chamur. For kol talui l'truma, any situation we have, it's like a safek truma. For truma, we say, okay, ein sorfim ve'ein ochlim, like we put it in a suspended state, there's nothing you can do with it. For mechatat, nishpach l'chatat. We're machmir. Why? Because you don't have a suspended state for chatat. We're more machmir by a mechatat. This is the water used to matara someone from tumat met that's been had the ashes of prior dumah sprinkled on it. Ella, it's all tamamash, all tahor mamash. So reading in the Korban Eda, he jumped, this is in the middle of the remark for Ein Talui. He says, V'yisolchataita, if you want to say safik tumrusha sarabim, lechatchila tameh. If you want to say that really, safik tumrusha sarabim, yes, it's tamar kadim, but lechatchila we say tameh. Imken, you should also say the same thing for chatat, tishpoch, because we're mal machmir. And one of the things is tafik tumah rishus harabim. It's one of the things mentioned by truma. It is tahor. So you see here quite clearly, it seems to be that by truma, tafik tumah rishus harabim is tahor legamri lechatchila. There's nothing to talk about. So why are you saying halacha ve'im morim ken? So Amar Rav Zeira no manitiv v'ashenu machmat zevach. Mada Amar Rav Yochanan b'dvashem machmat zevach. He's we're machalik. When you're talking about like truma, yes, safek tumah rishus harabim is tahor legamri. That's why it's not a kasha. We said any safek tahor to truma is tahor lechatat. When does he say halacha of ein morim ken? That's when it's related to a korban, meaning it's got a it's mekudash mekudashem in the kodesh mekudashem zvachim. Talking about korbanot. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara now continues. Hakol modim that says she'im avar va'asa tahor. What's this hakol modim? I'll show you here. The kol modim is this relates to a mission in Tarot. This is what Kormaneir says. Tarot. This is Tarot Reish Perakei Kormaneir meaning tan hasheretz deya. So you've got a ton of teeming creatures that is considered a source of tumah when dead, and a frog which is not. In Rosh Hashanah. He sit ve'en yodeh. So he came into contact with one of them, or he's moved one of them. He doesn't know which one he did. Rabbi Akiva is metame in that situation. Safik tumah rishus harabim is tahor. Is tame. Whereas Chachamim say it's tahor, which is ashita. Ve'ka'amar afagav the palig Rabbi Akiva va'amar tumah rishus harabim tame. Despite the fact he says, okay, this situation safik tumah is tame. Lo amar ela lechatchila. This is only lechatchila. Aval im avar va'asa, meaning if you use a kunshanaga, basavik tumrishusarabim, and then he started to touch his tarot, then it's tahor. So let's go back. This is a bit like saying Rabbi Kiv is a bit like the Shita of what Rabbi Yochanan before. It says it's like a, we're in practice machmir, but b'diavad it's still tahor. Gemara now says, machlefa Shita, the Rabbi Yochanan. He's another student of Rabbi Yochanan. Taman amar there, and that's the Mefarshim says it's not clear where he says this. Must be some tradition he said it, but it doesn't look clear. He says im amar avar va'asa tameh, v'cho amar avar va'asa tahor. Here we're saying according to Rabbi Akiva that the tzafek with rishus harabim is tameh. That's only lechatchila b'diavad. It's okay, but we've got elsewhere Rabbi Yochanan seems to say the opposite. So once again, the first understanding is no kam rishus yachid kam rishus harabim. Do different situations? Got it wrong. That one understanding is that when it says tameh, if it's a serve it's tzavik to mishu say yachid. When is it tahor to rab? It's tzavik to mishu to rabim, and as we know, the halachas in those two locations are different, so there's no stira. However, the Gemara says, "Afilu teima kan ve kan berushus harabim." You could even say it's to both talking shafik to Mirshus Rabbim. Fill in the blanks here. What would be the answer? Korban Eda says, like Rav Zera says before, it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about Truma, then Avar v'Asata Hora Rabbi Kiva, it's fine. If you're talking about Kodesh, Korbanot, then it's we're more Machmir. They would even say, we'll say Tanya. Next. Machalav Hashita de Rabbi Shlakish, Machalav Hashita de Rabbi Yochanan. We've got another steer in the Shitot. Dit Palgi Nazir Shinit Ma Batumat Kever Tahom. Now, normally Tumat Kever Tahom means a kever that no, like a body that's buried in the ground that no one knew anything about. No one anywhere knew about it. And it says, Resh Lakish Amar Ein Nazir Megaleach, Resh Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nazir Megaleach. So, which is interesting because according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember, I'll just show you here the Korban Eda first. There's what we're going to do a bit of work with this. It says, Ein Nazir Megaleach, Alea Tiglachat, Tuma. Why? Meaning, Nazir Megaleach means he has to bring the korbanot and everything and shave, etc. So, Kevan Shaloi Ta Yadia Brura, since there wasn't a clear Yadia in the beginning, then Beshat Maisa, Shmamina de Sover de Yadia Tzafek lo have Yadia. So, it must mean that Yadia Tzafek at the time is not considered Yadia. However, but when it comes to eating chamisha zeitim, he says it's yadia. The chamisha zeitim, again by Rabbi Yochanan, he says it's considered. Sorry, Reish Lakish to the yadia that it's mechalek, and here he's saying ena nazir megaleach aleihem. That's a stira. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says hanazir megaleach aleihem. That's other stira for this position. Is it yadia tzafik is yadia or is it not yadia? Okay, that's in the case of Nazir. Now, the difficulty with this reading of in this way, the Shaira Korban actually brings this up, is because the Mishnah themselves have a very clear din with a din of Tumat Tahom when it comes to a Nazir. He says Nazir. I'll just read it because the Mishnah says Nazir Shigilach v'nodashu tameh. Im tuma yadua soter, v'im tuma tatahom eino soter, meaning if he's already finished his nazirut and then he discovers tumahot, it wouldn't soter. However, im ad shelogilach, if it's prior to him literally shaving, bringing his korbanot, then it doesn't matter whether it's tuma tatahom or not. So it's very difficult to understand exactly what this machloket Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is even talking about, because we've got a clear definition: is it talking about before, is it talking about after, in both situations. And he leaves it, with, and he goes into, he spends a bit of time on it, but leaves in Tzarichiyon. And yeah, that's why Adam Mefashim says he's actually talking about some sort of a Safik Tuma, not really Tumat Tahom. But again, it's a matter that's Tzarichiyon, I think. I think the article takes a different line here in direction because of this discussion. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara asks, Har Yochanan Mishum Safik Yediyah Ki Yediyah, Afil Rishona B'Sheretz V'Shnia B'Met. Now this is a really interesting question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Safik Yediyah is considered Yediyah. Again, to bring this Korban Ulev Yoved for Tumat Mikdash of Kadashav. Let's get back to some basics. Yediyah in the beginning, Helem in between, and Yediyah at the end. Okay? What if the Yediyah, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, even a Safik Yediyah is sufficient? Meaning, even if he wasn't sure whether it was Tameh, and then forgot, and then realized at the end, then it would also be considered a sufficient to Mechayev you. But the question is, what about if the idea was regarding tumah, but the wrong type of tumah? The idea in the beginning, he thought it was tameh sheretz, but in the end, he realized it was tameh tumat met. Now, what's beautiful here? I'll just read the kasha. I mean, read the Korban Eda. He says, "Me." This is in the middle of the Achil the Har Rebbe Yochanan. He says, "Me have the idea. Who says it? Is that idea? Velog, it's no different to yediat safek, because at least the hachinami yedai. At least in here, he knew it was tameh tumat sheretz." Or but maybe not. Maybe this yediyah is garua, even worse, misafik yediyah, because botor tumat atzma. Because at least in the safik tumah, it was in the type of tumah that he was tamer related to. Here, he had the so-called knowledge was a completely wrong. It was regarding a completely different tumah that he wasn't tamer regarding at all. Fascinating question left as a question. What happens if harishona ad shelo nitgayer, v'ashnia mishnit gayer, or harishona ad shelo havi shtei sarot was a katan? Do we say that's considered the idea because it wasn't an idea as a bar chiyuva, if you like? Therefore, he has the idea beginning at the end, and therefore, given korban or not? These are leftist questions. Next, Nitma bemet. Let's say he became tamemet. Now, this is all a string of questions to try and test and probe this concept of like what is considered yediyah. Nitma bemet v'yada, v'sheretz v'loyada. Let's say he knew his tamemet, but he didn't know his tamesheretz. Ain sham tuma klul kala etzel tuma chamura. Then we still say, obviously, it's a good enough idea, even though he didn't know about the another tuma, because that other tuma was a kala, a lighter form of tuma. Okay. So it's a yediyah gemura. It's complete, considered complete knowledge. What happens though as follows. Nitma b'met. Now there's few, two different ways of reading this. We'll see. We'll go through the Korban in a moment. Nitma b'met. He knew. He became tamemet. V'lo yada, but he wasn't aware of it. The sheretz, and also became tamem v'sheretz and wasn't known about it. V'achar kach and after nodah lo ala sheretz, so became aware that it was tamem sheretz. V'achar kach and calling Korban Eda now, meaning after he entered the mikdash or Eda from a Korban. He rediscovered now that he's tamemet. He was tamemet. Okay. Gemara says, Mipnei, or maybe not. Mipnei kala. I've read that deliberately fast because there's two ways to understand exactly what those words mean. Let me read the Korbanator with you. He says, Nitma bemet v'lo yada. Aval ha bayelan. About yes, nitma bemet. Okay, this is our question. He became tamei b'sheretz and met. He didn't know about it. V'nodalo ala, and he discovered about the beginning there was tamei sheretz. That's his yediyah. V'lo met, and he only discovered it was tamei met after his nichnas lamikdash. Is that considered a yediyah? Why? Because he wasn't aware of the tumah chamura. The real, the stronger, and therefore, do we say, in other words, before we said if there was a yediyah chamura and not yediyah kala, it was considered complete yediyah, and we disregard the kala. Here in this situation, because he didn't have the yediyah chamura, but yediyah kala, is that considered a good enough yediyah or not? Or Dilma came and shenala, or maybe because. Meaning, did he have a good enough idea? Or Dilma Kiman Shinodalo Hakachamet, once he discovers he was Tamemet at the end, Nidchid Yediyah Rishona de Sheretz Kala. Because he was Tamemet in the beginning, it makes it as if the idea of Sheretz in the beginning, which is Kala, as if it was nothing. Ve'en Yadiyah Klum. And therefore, he has no idea. Okay, so the first way of understanding the suffix or the question of the Gemara is as follows. We've said if you have yediyat tumah and but not yediyat sheretz, forget it. Yediyat sheretz, it's considered for yediyah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't need it. You got the stronger yediyah, the yediyah of the stronger tumah. That's considered yediyah. To lock in, if you forget, and bring a korban on the other red. But in this situation, what it's saying is that you were tamei by both, but all the yediyah you had was for the lighter form of tumah, sheretz. And then you learned about everything, forgot it all, and then learned about everything at the end. In this situation, do we say that, okay, fine, you had your dia of sheretz in the beginning and your dia at the end, you got beginning, the end, and therefore you got your dia beginning and you're being a korban all of your red? Or do we say that since this tumah chamura that you only learned about after it, that's the more significant one, and before we said that we completely disregard tumah sheretz, and therefore you know that we disregard the fact that yediyah tumah sheretz in the beginning. So there was zero yediyah then in the beginning. You cannot bring a korban ol over your red. That is one way of explaining this question. In Nami, I'll just read the other way. He says hachi kamar o mibnei shekadma. Change the girsa just to show you here. O mibnei, let me just get it right. Mibnei shekadma, not lutumat amet, tumat amet. Hachi kamar. In other words, it's not an issue of Yediyah maybe at the end, the Chamorim Bevatel, the original Yediyah, no. It says, since he was Tamemet first, because if you remember, at the beginning it says it was Tamemet and then Tamemet Sheretz. The fact that he also became Tamemet Sheretz, well, it's insignificant in the compared to the Tumat Met, and therefore that knowledge is considered nothing. So it's a different type of do we disregard the Tumat Kala? Not because one is more chamor than the other and one you didn't knock out the other. It's simply the order in which the person became tameh. In other words, the chamorah came tameh first, and therefore the being tameh sheretz next, having a dia, is disregarded. That is the next type of question. Next, nitba bemet v'yada b'sheretz, Here, Kirsa, Viada. So in the beginning, he became Tame by both and he knew by both. V'nichnas l'migdash Moshe met, and he entered the base of Migdash, having forgotten that he was Tame met, then he's chayv. Okay? Fine. However, Baalei Mosheretz, then he'd be patur. If it was, he knew he was Tame met, but he forgot he was Tame Sheretz, then he'd be patur. Why? Let's have a look. Again, korbanei tumat met aval lo tumat sheretz afilu hachi, that's considered helem still. V'chayva korban alav yored. When he discovers later, the tumah kala once again is lav kumhu lagabe chamura, because again, since he had a yediyah for the chamura and forgot in the beginning the yediyah, the chamura, and then remembered again, it doesn't matter that he knew about the tumah sheretz the entire time. That's considered nothing compared to the tumah chamura and that yediyah beginning the end. However, if it's the other way around, mehelam sheretz, but he still knew that he was tameh met the entire way. Then it's not considered helem anymore. It's not considered forgetting. It's not considered like yediyah, helem, yediyah, that pattern, because the chamura still apply. Huil v'yada, the chamura, therefore he couldn't bring the korban olev yored. It's basically someone like someone going to the base of Mikdash deliberately in a state of tumah, and deliberately eating from a korban in a state of tumah. There's no korban olev yored for this person. Now let's connect the next piece. Yarad litbol b'tumah chamura v'nismacha lo tumah kala. Now this nismacha is interesting. Different perushim on here, but we'll continue the korban eder. He says that he was tameh by both, meaning tameh met and also tameh by sheretz. Okay, he says shayala gam tumah kala. That's I don't want to read inside because it's clear that that's what he's saying. However, the shah the tefillah v'lo zachra b'shat tefillah, but he didn't realize when he was toiveling to become. And if, now, you have to remember, someone who's Tameh Met, just to make it clear, he has to go to 7 days purification process. He doesn't just toggle in a mikveh to make himself Tahor. The tefillah we're talking about is the tefillah at the end of that 7-day purification process. Okay? So he's finished the process, had mechatat, day 3, day 7, now he's gone to toggle in a mikveh after that, and he's also up to do Tameh Sheretz as well. But he forgot it was Tameh Sheretz. What we're saying now says, so again, nisba alta. We say alta la tuma kala. Then the tefillah is a good tefillah, and it works for also tuma sheretz. Leida mila. Why do we need to know this? Then it's considered completely tahor, and he would not be chayav into beis hamikdash. However, yarad litval mi tuma kala v'nismacha la tuma chamura. What happens the other way around? What if he had in mind when to tovel mitum sheretz, but not for the tuma chamura? That's the lo ata lo tumah chamura. It wouldn't work for tumah chamura, la'edem mila, for like my ma'af gemineshim tavavim. Because in that situation, he was in mikveh comes out, well, he enters the mikveh to be chayv. So you can imagine someone went the whole day 7 day purification, but was touch a sheretz and told him the mikveh the sheretz and didn't think about the fact that you needed that final tefillah for tumat met. So he'd be chayv into the base of mikdash. Now the Gemara says hamit tumah chamura benismecha. We can mash from this hamit tumah chamura benismecha tamu chamura lo. Lo. So to explain this, Korbanai says, and if there's two types of tumah chamuras and you had in mind only one of them, they would only work for one and not the other. And same with tumah kala. Let's say like tumah sheretz and some other type of lighter form of tumah. Now the Gemara asks the next question. Mitumah uprarot. Now, schachot praot is a special din of like tumat met, a din within it. So, one of these schachot praot is like sach from sach, like coverings. It says vehem ilan shish anafim muvdalim ze bazeh. You've got a tree that has branches, but they're sort of separated, sparse somewhat. V'yesh kazay mitachat achad behem, and there is, but there are there's a kazay min amet underneath one of them, which is spreads tumah ba'ohel. And but it doesn't won't spread it under the entire shade of the tree, if you like, or not shade, but underneath the entire covering of the tree, because the branches are sparsely the sparse branches, so it's not considered one continuous oil. And he went under the tree. But doesn't know imavar tachad. He's not sure if he went under the one that was mahil also in the met. Therefore, to make him tame. Here we're talking about, we'll talk and discuss about it, it relates to a Nazir in a moment. Upraot, These are avanim or eitzim boltim min hakotel. These are sort of projection from the side of the wall. But tumah tachat echad mehem, tumah one of them is not sure when to pass the under. Now, why is this even a question? It says mechar, in other words, his tumah chamura and also this chachol de pravot. Zumachar demar Yochanan b'shem Rav Yana kulu Torah. Henetzel truma kemishu hu tumah chamura, or mechar she'ina zimegaleach alem kemishu hu tumah kala. Questions as follows. It says mibayle. Because Rabbi Yochanan tzachol praot af she'ena nezir megaleach. In that situation, this tumat safek regarding this tzachol praot, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a nazir wouldn't have to bring the korbanot and megaleach because of it. Mikol makom, in nonetheless, it's still tumat doraisa, means tumat met. Because as we learned in Masechta the Nazir, there are certain forms of tumat met that a nazir is not megaleach. So now it's tumat doraisa nonetheless etzel truma. So you burn truma as a result. Imken, so is it a tuma chamura or not? In other words, a tuma chamura because it's tuma deraisa for truma. Vein tvilat the tuma acheret olela, and therefore if he's toivah of tuma chamura and this, well, chamura doesn't cover another chamura. Or dilma maybe kemen she'ena is megaleach aleha. Maybe because it's not like all forms of tumat emet, meaning it seems to be somewhat lighter that a nazir wouldn't have to go through the process of being a nazir b'tuma. As a result of full megalach and bring korbanot, habalei kutuma kala. Maybe it's just like a lighter form. But tefillah shetaval tuma chamura maybe would oleh because we said if you're tovel b'tuma chamura, it would cover tuma kala. The question is, this case is chal parot. Is it considered a kala? Is it considered chamura? It could be chamura because it's matame d'oraisa like for truma, but it could be a kala because they're nazir and megalach them. And again, this is another one of these things that was left as a question. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start from these two doors next. Shir. Kol Tov, have a good day.
Kol Tov, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.